Morning. To keep my log, it's Thursday morning about 11 o'clock. I had about 5 hours sleep in the end last night, which was better than I'd got the two nights before. Feel a bit better for it. Feel still like I need loads more sleep. Sort of day three of a pretty slumped, sort of, I don't know, weird few days. I think my medication's kicked in and I'm less extreme in the way my mood swings, but or my state of mind swings. But on the other hand, I'm still, it feels like the sine wave I was explaining the other night, in terms of music, in that previously it oscillated wildly. Then it sort of, with the medication, sort of started to be more slower, and now it seems to be even more slower, to the point where, like, I used to be manic for a day, well, sometimes manic for 4 days or 5 days or 6 days, but and then depressed for, you know, a similar amount of time. But it was usually quite quick for me, you know. It sort of, I swung quite heavily day to day. That sounds filthy. I didn't mean it to sound like that. Oh, well, I'm laughing now. See, audio boo makes you feel like you're talking to someone. I'm sitting in my kitchen with Poppy asleep. I know she needs a walk. My agoraphobia is stopping me wanting to go outside, and I'm just, yeah, having a bit of a shit old morning, really. Don't want to moan, but then again, don't want to censor myself just because of our group emerging cynicism over over anything as a society. But I think with audio boo, there's a real danger that people will not just take it at face value, which is an audio microblogging tool, a way of recording thoughts, a way of communicating, a way of expressing, a way of whatever. You know, it's just a good audio tool. It's great. I hope we see loads more of these kind of tools that embrace audio, because it's amazing how far we've got with video and left audio by the wayside. And for me, audio is the king. I don't want to see everyone's ugly faces and or not so ugly faces or whatever. I want to hear them. I can hear them, if you literally hear them, better when I can't see them. So I prefer this format. But yeah, as I was saying, it's easy to become cynical. It's easy for us to start censoring ourselves because there's a famous person here, or a famous person's researcher there, or a famous person's fan who doesn't share the same outlook on the technology as you. And you know, I think if you're an early adopter, and anyone who's on audio boo already is a relatively early adopter, then it's easy to become quickly self-censoring and self, and as a community, develop a sort of slightly snobby, I don't know if snobby is the right word, but a prejudicial approach to people who then follow on. And that's the wrong way to think about it, and it's entirely counterproductive. Obviously, everyone, no one needs to tell me to tell them that, but I just hope that that's the way, that's not the way it goes. I'd like to think that audio will be the place where maybe even Tony Blackburn will one morning boo up, and he won't be having a great day, and he'll tell us why. And you know, maybe not. I think Tony's always full of sunshine, isn't he? But yeah, let's not get too hard on ourselves. I mean, we're just using an audio blogging service. Hardly any of us have know each other from Adam. We know each other more and more as we listen to the boos, but not in personal terms, not in real life terms. We empathise and we understand, or we relate, or we disagree, or whatever. But none of these things mean that audio boo is taking a turn for the worse, or audio boo is inevitably going to change dramatically. It's who knows whether they'll concentrate on it being an API for corporate communications, or whether they'll concentrate on communities and groups, or whether they'll leave that to the mashup culture and allow full integration with, you know, the Facebooks and